You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Normal Community West High School has their jazz night coming up Friday, March 11th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Jazz director Ryan Budzinski says this year, instead of a traditional auditorium performance, they're going for a club-like atmosphere.
In the past, we've scheduled the groups on a half-hour block with some gaps in between, and this time we thought we would all just come and listen, and when one group finishes, the next one goes on, and we'll just kind of go with the flow so everyone gets to hear everyone. So we're not setting an end time necessarily, but it does start at 5:30, and the doors open at 5 o'clock.
So are you going to have like little tables with lamps on them and martinis everywhere?
You know, no martinis, unfortunately, but we do have an interesting facility in that the front half of the house is traditional theater seating, but the back half of the house does have a multifunction setup to it. So we do have some cafe tables and a place to eat concessions if that's what you'd like to do and listen to jazz with candlelights and all of the whole works.
So you're really going to have an atmosphere going on there?
We sure hope so. The theme of the event is Delta Blues this year and kind of is meant to depict jazz at different cities along the Mississippi Rivers.
Okay, give me an example of some of the songs you'll be doing.
You know, one of the ones that the group that I conduct is working on is called Count Bubba's Revenge. If you know the Gordon Goodwin Big Fat Band, it's one of his, and it's something that we've been working on that kind of has that Southern flair.
It's not just the Normal West Jazz Band, though. Others are involved?
Others are involved. We're starting with an adult group of musicians from the community. The Brian Chobin Combo is playing.
Oh, Brian, he is terrific.
He is. So we're looking forward to that. And then the jazz bands from Parkside Junior High School and Kingsley Junior High School will be there. Also, the Normal Community Jazz Ensemble. And then the two big bands at Normal West, the Jazz Cats and the Jazz Orchestra, are playing.
Does it really mean a lot to them to get together, the Normal Community students, the West students, the Parkside students, and just sort of compare notes?
I think so.
Pardon the expression, notes.
You know, I think so. And I think we definitely look at collaboration across the district and across the community. One of the things that we're excited about is the West Jazz Orchestra is playing a piece with the Parkside Band this year. And when we have opportunities to make music across schools and things, it really allows students to interact on a different level than maybe they would otherwise on social media or at church or in the community. So I think it's really neat for them to get to hear one another and grow through that and to get to work with one another in some cases.
Ryan, what does playing in a jazz band do for a young person? You know, that's a difficult time in a person's life when you're a teenager and a young teen. And playing in a jazz band, what sort of things do they get from that?
You know, playing in a jazz band is different from what we do during the school day. The jazz bands are extracurricular. During the school day, our students play music and are trained in kind of the classical tradition and that sort of thing, where everything is written and decided for them. And jazz is so interesting because it gives them an opportunity to express themselves, and it really is its own language. So it's an opportunity to improvise, as you said, an opportunity to express what you're feeling musically and to interact with your peers in a way that maybe is a little bit more vivid than when you're playing Beethoven necessarily.
What about their parents? What can parents do to help support a young jazz player?
You know, it comes down to all the things that they do to support their music making to this point, all of the rides to rehearsal and the support of the events that we do and that sort of thing. But I think also if they're really interested in jazz, it's something that they can look at outlets in the community to play. Sometimes it's a matter of taking lessons with a jazz teacher that can help with the jazz language and improvisation and that sort of thing.
Well, you've been there for 10 years. Do you have any former students who have gone on to go into jazz full-time or perhaps become music teachers?
You know, I can't take full credit because jazz, particularly in Unit 5 and at Normal West, has been has a really bright history. Nick Schroeder is an alumnus of ours. He played with, I believe, the Glenn Miller Band for a little while.
Ooh.
And of course, on a Carnival cruise ship in the Bahamas for a while.
That's
before
a fun
going
thing
on.
For a young person to
it
do.
It is. And he teaches jazz studies at a university at this point. And we have players, Nathan Helene, who's out in New York and plays from time to time out there. And so players that have gone on to do different things go to North Texas where they can play in the lab band there and all sorts of different places. So we hope that if that is their path musically, that we can find a way for them to fulfill that path through what they do here at school, at least as a starting point.
That's jazz director Ryan Budzinski from Normal Community West High School. Their jazz night is coming up Friday, March 11th. The music begins at 5:30 p.m. and will continue on until the end of the concert, probably around 8 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.